This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After the Battle of Uhud, the situation in Medina was very difficult. After they had won the Battle of Badr, they lost the Battle of Uhud, and many of the great Sahaba had been killed. And the reason why they were defeated is that some of the Sahaba went against the command of the Prophet ﷺ. On top of this, the Prophet ﷺ himself was injured in the battle, as were many of the Sahaba. And as they're in this state, they receive the news that Abu Sufyan had prepared another small army to return to Medina to finish the job, to kill the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba. Hearing this with no fear, the Prophet ﷺ called out for his companions to stand up, get their weapons, and let's go for battle again. And he said, only the ones who were with us yesterday on the battlefield, they're the ones who will go out with us today. Immediately, 70 of the greatest Sahaba stood with the Prophet ﷺ, and they went out of Medina to a place called Hamra al-Asid, which is about 8 kilometers from Medina. Allah sent down the verse in Surah Al-Imran about these individuals, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ. Those believers who responded to the command of Allah and His Messenger even after injury had struck in them. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For those who have done good among them and feared Allah, they will have a great reward. After they had set up their base in Hamra al-Asid, they met a man by the name of Ma'bad, and he was from a tribe that had Muslims and non-Muslims. He offered his condolences to the Prophet ﷺ, and he continued on his way. Until he met up with Abu Sufyan, and he told him, he said, what I've seen, he said, Muhammad and his companions have come out and they're very angry. And he said, their numbers are like numbers I've never seen before. He exaggerated in order to scare Abu Sufyan so the fight wouldn't happen. And then another group came by Abu Sufyan from the tribe of Abd al-Qais, and he said, where are you going? They said, we're going to Medina. He said, if you go and you see Muhammad, I have a message for him. Tell him that Abu Sufyan is coming with his soldiers to finish the job that they didn't complete, to kill you and to kill all of your companions. And then Abu Sufyan returned to Mecca. But this group from Abd al-Qais, when they met the Prophet ﷺ in Hamra al-Asid, they told him the message that Abu Sufyan told them to tell him that he was coming to finish the job. He was coming with his soldiers to kill the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and his companions. Upon hearing this, the Prophet ﷺ and his companions radiallahu anhum, they said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And then Allah sent down the next verse in Surah Ali Imran, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Those who said, indeed the people have gathered against you, so fear them. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So they increased in their iman, and they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Sufficient for us is Allah, and He is the best disposer of affairs.